I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Bison watchers around Montana are on alert. Yellowstone National Park has proposed a new plan that could help reduce the number of wild bison shipped to slaughter every year. Public comment on the plan ended in February, and park officials now say a final decision on it will be issued soon. Amy Martin has the background on the new proposal.
Dan Wenk is the superintendent of Yellowstone National Park, and he does not like killing bison.
Well, it's one of the hardest things that we do in the park is make a decision on an annual basis to remove bison from the population.
Wink says the current practice of shipping bison to slaughter every winter is mandated by a settlement with the state of Montana. In 1995, Montana sued Yellowstone National Park to protect the cattle industry from brucellosis, a disease ranchers fear could spread from bison to cattle. Wink says the park is looking for alternatives to the ship-to-slaughter program, and he believes many Montanans share that goal.
I think there's a lot of people in the state of Montana who would like to see them managed as wildlife, but there's a fear out there of what bison, you know, might mean if they could range farther in the landscape right now. I think we have to get beyond that.
In January, Yellowstone released an environmental assessment of a plan that could shake up the status quo. The so-called quarantine plan would remove some bison from the park, keep them in quarantine until they are certified brucellosis-free, and then use them to help establish new herds in other places. The park's preferred option in the plan is for the bison quarantine to be managed by the Fort Peck Reservation. Robert Magnin is the director of the Fort Peck Fish and Game Department.
We're just trying to preserve the genetics of these animals and help other people get started.
The quarantine process could take a year for bulls and up to 2.5 years for pregnant females. Magnin says after that, 70% of the animals would be given away to tribes and other groups interested in establishing conservation herds.
As long as they got buffalo to bring in, we're ready. We got the fencing, we got the hay put up for them. Everything's ready. The water's for them. Everything's all set. All we need is just the animal.
Magnin says he knows of several tribes, both inside and outside Montana, who want bison that have made it through the quarantine process.
Wind River Reservation in Wyoming is interested in getting some. Cherokee Nation, Oklahoma is interested. We got a lot of people wanting them already, and we haven't even got them yet.
Park officials are currently reviewing public comment on the quarantine plan and will provide an update at next week's meeting of the Interagency Bison Management Plan Committee in West Yellowstone. However, the quarantine plan does not require approval by the IBMP. In fact, Magnin says the Fort Peck tribes have already been working with the park on more limited quarantine projects for 4 years.
We're living proof. We got the animals here. Why stop at something you know works? Continue it.
The World Wildlife Fund and other conservation groups are promoting the quarantine plan, but not all bison advocates are in support. The Buffalo Field Campaign and the Gallatin Wildlife Association have raised concerns about these wild animals becoming domesticated as they go through the quarantine testing process. And there's critique from the cattle ranching community as well.
We do think that this needs more review.
Errol Rice of the Montana Stock Growers Association says ranchers are concerned that the proposed brucellosis testing regimen might not be rigorous enough to ensure that infected bison don't slip through the cracks.
There really is precedent setting as far as, you know, the expediency in which bison would be allowed to go into quarantine and out of quarantine to be translocated.
Park officials say a final decision on the plan will be made soon. But meanwhile, there are signs that the bison restoration story has begun to expand well beyond the contentious borders of Yellowstone National Park. Next Monday, 89 bison calves will be returned to the Blackfeet Nation from Canada's Elk Island National Park. And the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes are in conversation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which announced in February that it's considering transfer of ownership of the National Bison Range to the CSKT. Along with the Fort Peck tribes, these groups have already moved past the question of if they want to live with wild bison, and they're beginning to figure out how to make it work for their communities. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Amy Martin.